Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just 15 bucks a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Yo.
Producer.
Oh yeah, we got a new producer now. Welcome back to Coolin' Out. It's another week.
Kev.
Rel, we trying some new shit.
Yeah.
Figured.
We got some advice over the weekend.
Yeah. We don't tend to listen to people, but. Yeah. We figured this one time we try it out, you know, facing you people, see how that works out, see if you like this dynamic better.
Mm-hmm. So I bought the glasses.
Yeah, Kev said he wanted to look studious. First real time on camera. So what's up, man? How you been?
I've been good. Pretty fun weekend. Saturday was. We met up. Aside from that, had a good St. Patty's. Other than that, pretty decent week at work and just, you know, trying to make it to the weekend to Nashville.
Gotcha.
Damn, I forgot what I did on Friday, though.
I mean, you ain't do nothing.
Yeah. It does it?
That's where it's getting to. This, damn, Kev, you like that?
Yeah, it must be.
This nigga 28 going on 82. Friday was like 5 days ago.
Huh? What did you say?
Sheesh. But nah, man, my weekend was cool. I mean, I didn't really do too much. I mean, Saturday we met up.
I'm lying. I remember that.
Oh, you went out Friday?
Yeah, it was like 70 degrees.
Oh, shit, I went out Friday too.
20 years ago.
Yo, I didn't go out though.
Me either.
Yeah, I just grabbed a couple of drinks after work.
I hung with my responsible friend.
Kept it simple, kept it light. You know the spot.
Yeah, I know.
That shit's still undefeated. Can't tell y'all what the spot because they don't pay us for
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
When they pay us for it, though.
And I don't want that spot crowded.
We're going to be black. Nah, hell no. You know, that's the one thing. You find a good secret spot, and then you tell too many people.
They get an influx, and then they end up raising the prices. Can't have it.
But yeah, nah, so Friday just did something like went out for drinks. And then Saturday we met up in the city, St. Patty's Day, with Loren.
Hurricane Loren.
I don't know how he does it. I tapped out.
Ditto.
Like a strong man who knows himself, who's confident in himself. Yeah, I don't know how they do it. But nah, Saturday was fun.
We're outing in the city on the weekend.
Yeah, it was good. And I normally don't touch down in the city on the weekend.
Same.
I'm a Brooklynite now.
St. Patty's vibes. The Irish in me, you know.
Jeez, can we talk about that? Do you want to talk about that on the podcast?
Yeah, go ahead.
Your 23andMe lifestyle?
Oh, yeah.
This nigga Kev.
Yeah, man.
I need y'all to tell me if y'all agree with this or not.
What?
Kev.
What?
You out here with this 23andMe shit. And what's the first thing I asked you when you told me you took it?
Why did I do it?
I said, who forced you to
who
do it?
Who forced me to do it? Yeah.
You said, nobody. It was on sale.
Yeah, why do you ask that?
Such a weird thing to do.
Find out what you're mixed with, your ancestors.
Yeah. I feel like that's something like people get forced to do.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, Kev, you uppity now.
Nah, I got bougie. A deal on it.
Yeah, it was only $100.
And I got a deal on that.
Oh, it was less than 100.
Mm-hmm.
How much was it, Kev?
Like 90.
90? Yeah. That ain't a deal, beloved.
Like 90.
I could tell you where you're from now for free. Nigga, were you surprised by any of your results?
Yeah.
What?
Hell yeah.
About 80% of it was African.
Not 88.
See, well,
88. It's all the other stuff that surprised me.
What, 3.5%
Irish? 3.6
Irish
and British.
My bad.
European, some Italian, and 0.6 Western Asian.
Damn, Kev.
Yeah, man.
You got some white privilege in you. When you gonna start using it so we can get ahead? But yeah, my weekend was cool, man. Sunday, I found, no, not Sunday, I'm tripping. That was Monday. Monday I watched that The Inventor docuseries. That, well, documentary, it's not a series, on HBO. And I messed up, man. I read the book before I watched the documentary. That was probably one of the worst things I could have ever did.
Why, the book is...
The book is like, extremely better. Uh-huh. It goes in depth and like it takes you along slowly, so you like fully understand character development, the culture of the company, all of those things. Like you actually felt it. You watch the documentary, it's like 2 hours, and it's like they just jumping. If I didn't read the book, I would have had no idea about, you know, I mean, I would have understood like the overarching concept of the company and their ways. But I wouldn't have understood the magnitude of their actions and how that affected, you know, society. Let me tell you what the documentary is about and the book's about. So this woman, Elizabeth Holmes, she was a 19 or 20-year-old dropout from Stanford. Family was, like, pretty well connected, but she was just a regular middle-class girl, grew up in a middle-class family. She idolized Steve Jobs and wanted to be a billionaire. Since a child, said, I'm going to be a billionaire. She basically claimed that she created this technology where she could do over 200 different types of blood tests just from a single prick of your finger. So just a little small droplet of blood. Rather than, you know, I can't tell you about the scientific things behind it, but obviously it's a pretty like complicated, convoluted subject, whereas most other companies do tests from your vein, like the venous test. So that's why they have to draw so much blood, because they can only use so much blood to do so many different types of tests in one setting. And she said she created one machine that did 200 tests, and it was like really small, whereas everything else, all these other companies have these huge machines because they go, like, it's a weird scientific concept. So she told people, really ambitious though. She said that she wanted it. Her mission was ambitious, and I respected her mission, but somewhere along that way, she got thrown off. Her mission was essentially so that people could test themselves for blood. Like, people in your home could just test your blood once a month whenever you wanted and have early detection for things like cancer, sicknesses, things that you normally,
that is
like,
ambitious.
Yeah, so something, things you normally don't know until you go to the doctor and find out, you know, after the fact. Mm-hmm. So you could test yourself and know beforehand. Somewhere along that path, she just started into this pile of lies and deceit.
Like what?
Like, the machine didn't even work that she told. Like, it didn't work at all. And it got to the point where they were using commercial machines that were, like, commercially available, like, from, like, Siemens, Analyzer, and, like, all these huge medical device companies. Mm-hmm. They were leasing these machines from these companies, and then telling people that they were running the test on their machine, but they were using the Siemens machines for it. So it was like a big web of lies. But it's funny because this woman raised, I think, $450 million. And no one, none of the investors ever...
Over the span of how much?
Bless you. This would have been from 2000... Say about 2008 to 2015, so about 7 years. She raised that much money. And this is all without anyone ever seeing the machine work.
Wow. That's a gift.
That's not a gift. It's called white privilege.
That too. How do you get that much money without somebody?
So her, listen to this. I saw someone on Twitter going in on this. I don't have the Twitter name, but I won't take credit for this. Her family's like really well connected, right? Her family's not that well connected. More so than she went to all these elite schools, and her friends had, her parents had money, so she went to them. Mm-hmm. $1 million here, $1 million here, $1 million here, and that's how it started. But I think her grandfather was an entrepreneur, and someone else in her family had a hospital named after him. So a lot of people were like, "Oh, well, she obviously has the business side of it and the medical side of it just from her genes." So yeah, let's give her millions of dollars.
Damn, yeah.
Like,
that hurts there.
It's crazy because when I was watching, I'm like, yo, son, there's like so many people out here that actually are like proving like their growth and their inventions and like, you know, the growth and the progress of their inventions and are struggling to get capital, struggling to get investors, mm-hmm. mostly people of color. And, you know, but like this little white girl literally just walked into a room and was like, hey.
Did she need a business plan?
I don't know about all that. But essentially, so if you got
450 word of mouth.
Well, over time, series A, series B. But yeah, just like that. And she surrounded herself with like all these like former army generals. Like she was like smitten with the Obama administration. Like Joe Biden came by and said that she's changing the wave of the future. She's on a cover of Fortune magazine, Forbes magazine, like all this stuff.
She was did she test out the machine in front of people?
No. So what she would do is she would like have them prick their finger, right? Uh-huh. And then like, oh, let me show you the rest of the facilities. Oh, and then they would leave and like go on a tour. And then she would have one of the engineers come running, take the blood, test it on the commercial analyzers, bring it back in an hour and say, hey, look, oh, this is your result here.
What did the results read?
They would read, you know, what like, you know, they would read accurately because they were being tested on commercially available machines, not tested on her machine.
From the prick of a finger.
Yeah. So they would prick the finger and then they would dilute it so that they had a larger sample.
I see.
It's a lot. But they would dilute it so that they had a larger sample, a large enough sample to test it on the commercial analyzers. Mm-hmm. And then from that point.
And have you back with how accurate are the results from an hour later?
They were accurate from the commercial analyzers. But those things could only test certain, you know, so many different blood tests rather than doing 201 mm-hmm. machine. It was a lot, but yeah, she was just deceiving people over and over again. At one point, she's worth $4.5 billion.
Where's she now?
Zero.
No, where is she now, too?
Oh, where is she?
Yeah,
I have no idea. She ain't in jail.
Oh.
No, she's not in jail. SEC charged her, says she can't, I think for 10 years, she can't serve as a director or a CEO of a company, I think. And that's it. End of that.
Is she in it at all? Like talking?
No. Well, they show her talking, but not in the doc. Like, she's not participating in the documentary.
So what was her downfall?
What brought her down? Oh, so all the employees there whistleblowing like a motherfucker.
Why, she wasn't paying them?
Shout out to the whistleblowers. Nah, they were getting paid. They were getting paid, but.
What, not enough?
Nah, I'm
you
sure
you just flip and you're not.
It wasn't just one person though. It was because like, so at first it started off like, oh, we'll test you. I'm trying to think of like what's like a low level of sickness that can be tested from blood.
Oh, but then it's something serious.
But then they started seeing like, oh yeah, like we're offering more and more tests. Like they wanted to start testing for like hepatitis C and HIV and syphilis.
Oh,
one of the guys who worked in the lab, he was like, well, if we use our machine to test for syphilis, out of 100 times, only 60% of it will be correct.
Oh.
So 40 people are walking around out here either having or not having syphilis and thinking that, you know, the opposite.
Yeah. Oh, so morals kicked in?
Yeah, like, I mean, bro.
Wow.
HIV, syphilis.
I mean, when you're making that much money. No, I applaud them. That's good.
But listen to this, though.
I
got to
watch that one. That's Thanos?
What's it called? Oh, the company's called Theranos, but the documentary is called The Inventor.
Okay.
If you really get into it, read the book Bad Blood by John Carreyrou. That's actually better than the documentary.
Okay.
It's pretty like you get into it, it's like a fast read, 300 pages. But what was I about to say? Oh, Walgreens. I didn't know this.
Oh no.
Walgreens had invested $250 million into this company, started doing renovations in their stores, right? Because they wanted to have like they did. And Phoenix, they had like Theranos like wellness clinics inside of the Walgreens.
How can you do all this and not end up in jail or prison?
And then she was so slick. It wasn't like, oh yeah, we'll put the it's called the Edison or the Mini Lab. She had two different machines. We'll put the machine inside the Walgreens store. Nope. She was making them take the pricks and then mail all that blood back to Palo Alto, mm-hmm. where their headquarters were, test it there, and then get people their results.
Damn.
And then she also got caught up because people were getting like crazy results, like, wow, your glucose is very high. And then people go get second opinions and it'll be completely, you know, the opposite of what her tests were. Yep.
I never get what the end goal is with that. Just to make a lot of money? Do you think you're going
to... Nah, I think her end goal was eventually to figure out how to make... I think her intentions were always...
He's wanting to get enough money.
Yeah, and I just think that she got so caught up in the over-delivering.
Yeah.
That, you know, eventually it caught up to her. But I think that her intentions were pure in the sense that she really, really wanted her machine to work. And, but it was just crazy. 450 mil.
That's a lot of money. How much did she have to pay the SEC?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. They didn't really disclose that. I know that she lost a lot of her money from paying out fines, legal lawsuits, but also because they were suing the former employees who were whistleblowing. So that it was a lot, man. But all of her board members, her board of directors, none of them had any like medical experience, like, you know. So she was like surrounding herself with people who would just like go along with like whatever she was, and everyone around her was like these old ass rich ass white men.
Yeah,
like everyone's like 70s, 80s, and she's like in her 20s,
and they're not well versed on anything going
on. Well, they're just like more smitten over her and like, oh wow, like, and she has this fake deep voice she puts on. It's like a very like, it's fake as hell. As soon as you hear her talk, it's fake as hell. But she does it because Silicon Valley is dominated by men. Mm-hmm. Well, at least it used to be back then. I don't know what it is now. Mm-hmm. But she'll put on a voice to, like, you know, strike power in people, you know. But it was just a really intriguing story. When I read the book, I was more like, damn, this person is a terrible person. When I watched the documentary, I was like, all right, cool. They spoke more about her mission, why she wanted to do it, what was her purpose behind all these things. And I was like, all right, well, she started off on the right path, and then money came into play, and
that's how it usually goes.
She thought, and then she became a celebrity too, because she was like the first like real woman in Silicon Valley to like start her own company and become a billionaire off of it. So like she was all over the place. She became a celebrity. People were like, well, she was taking pictures with everyone: Obama, Serena Williams, people. Bob Kraft invested into her company. A lot of people invested. It was wild. So y'all get a chance, man. Y'all go check that out and tell me what y'all think about that white privilege. That shit was crazy. I was like, wait, what?
If how I want to invest without seeing something in action,
bro. So that's not rare, actually. I read that in the book. So Series A funding, or was it Series D? I think it's Series A. Series A is the initial funding in startups, I believe. Most venture capitalists. Because like your startup is just mostly a dream and you don't really have like too much product and development yet. A lot of it is they're just investing off of their gut.
That's crazy.
But as time goes on,
you
got to show us some results. Like after Series A, all right, cool. Series B, and then Series C. Now you in Walgreens stores, but no one's ever actually seen your machine work. And all the other like medical doctors and scientists in the world are saying that's impossible what she's doing.
That's what I'm saying. The idea is so ambitious, and I guess a lot of startup ideas are. But you got to tell me how you're gonna Well, you do tell me, but I gotta at least see it. Like you said.
Yep. And you know what they would say? Because like I think there's Quest Diagnostics, and then there's another large company, LabCorp, the two largest whatever the fuck they are.
Medical testing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They would just say that's Quest Diagnostics putting that theory out into the world because they want to crush us. They're afraid of what we're gonna do to the world, so they're trying to challenge us. That was always like their thing, like, oh well, we can't tell you how it works because then Quest will mimic it, and it worked for a little while. But
so again, it was that you prick a finger and we could give you like 200 plus
different
results from your blood,
cheaper than
within what? How much time? Or just that you could do it?
I don't remember the turnaround time, but I know it was pretty quick. But it was also just like, you could literally, like, it was like going into, like, a McDonald's.
Oh, wow.
And, like, having, they pull a menu out in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
You put your name, and then there's like, all these different tests you can do from your blood, and you just check which test you want. And it was, like, super cheap, like $6, $12, versus, like, you going to the doctor, and them just, like, running all these tests on you. You have no idea why they're running them on you, charging your insurance, all that stuff. So it was ambitious, and it kind of made sense. It was like, yo, of course people would, like, if people had a way to find out they were sick or their loved ones were sick before having to go to a doctor or things like that, why not? And it was, and it was way cheaper than the cost of medical insurance and going to the doctor.
And how did you get your results again?
They would send you an email, like, mail them back to you.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to give that a watch.
I think eventually that's going to be something that happens, though. Once the technology is available. But, right, I think she's just, like, extremely ambitious for a time. But the go ahead.
No, why would Quest and the other company, why would they say that's impossible? It's just that we don't have the capabilities now?
Well,
why are they so adamant that it's impossible?
Let me see. I'm trying to explain this in my stupid, like, layman's terms. Essentially, in order to do all these different, these four different types of blood tests, it requires a lot of individual machinery, and they're all tested different ways. And all of those machines, because it requires so much different, like, testing methods, they're all huge. She wanted to have all those tests put into one small box. Like, the box was like the size of a printer that you have in your house. And they were saying that's impossible.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. So any machine that did that would have to be enormous?
I think presently, but even the fact, so because there's so many different like moving parts within the machine, the way they described it.
They question the accuracy.
Yeah, it's just like, well, so, and like they're saying, sometimes they would get positive results. So I think that is more so just
always being accurate.
Yeah, I think the engineers that were on the documentary were saying, like, hey, you know, we think eventually we could have got this. It's just that she was just over delivering. We didn't have enough time. I think it eventually will be something that comes to fruition, maybe in like 10, 20 years, but
damn.
Yeah. It's not a bad idea.
No, not at all.
Have a value menu for your blood test.
And save a lot of lives.
And save a lot of money.
That too.
I don't want to get into that. That's like an old man. But going to the doctor.
See the specs.
Huh?
No, go ahead.
Nah, going to the doctor is wild expensive.
Yeah, that checkup.
Once a year.
That too.
I'm good.
All right. I ain't gonna
see,
hold you.
See you next year.
See you next year. I ain't gonna stress you.
Nigga, I got this side. I go to the doctor, I try to get everything done. Nah, my toe hurt. I got that's this pain in my side and my spine. Check all that.
Yep.
Get it all done with.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Come to blood work?
Yeah, good.
He's like, is it extra to get it done? No? Then, yeah, let's do it all.
I don't do follow-ups.
Let's knock it off.
Oh, I gotta come back? Nah, just tell me over the phone.
I come through once every summer, and that's it. Once every summer, let's get it done. Man's on a mission.
Go through everything. Yep. They can check my glucose. Do everything you need to do with this one thing. We good.
All right.
But yeah, man, it was like overly ambitious. But I definitely recommend, if you haven't seen it, go check that out on HBO.
Bet.
What else was on the menu?
I don't know. We floated a bunch of different things. It's dry week. More Life turned two.
Yeah.
The 21st Century Fox.
What does that mean? What's the you know the ramifications of that deal, that Disney deal?
Okay. From everything I remember, I gotta start bringing my iPad so I got access to
the internet.
No, so I can access.
You wanna have them notes now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, work got me. But back in 2017, initially, mm-hmm. Disney proposed that acquire 21st Century Fox, pretty much all their assets outside of FS1, the sports networks, and Fox News.
Good. Okay, that's what I was worried about.
They get like FX, National Geographic, something. All the international channels for $52.4 billion was the initial. And obviously, that takes a lot of time. You have to pass different regulatory committees, and even now that the deal's completed, they have to sell off a bunch of companies just so they don't have like overwhelming leverage over their market.
Monopolies.
Yeah. Comcast came last year, I believe, with a $65.1 billion bid that Disney ultimately beat and officially acquired 21st Century Fox today with a $71.4 billion deal. So what that means, in addition to the various Fox entities they acquired, they also acquire all the superhero rights.
Mm.
They become the primary stakeholder in Hulu because Fox had 30%. And I forgot how much. Now they have 60 total, Disney does. So I guess they had another 30.
In Hulu?
Yeah. So I have the primary, in Hulu, which they plan to use in addition with their upcoming streaming service, Disney Plus. So they can keep all the family stuff and the superhero stuff on Disney Plus, but they also pump out content that might be more rated PG-13, maybe even R, because you have stuff like Deadpool now. But the big winner is, you get all the superhero rights, and you get a lock on all these different entities.
You paying for that?
Disney Plus, probably. Probably Disney Plus, eventually. I mean, if you, all the families in America going to. And they have everything. They have all your Marvel movies, Star Wars.
I'm good.
Everything. So, yeah, ultimately, probably.
There's a will, there's a way. Already paid for enough shit. Hulu, Netflix. Now you want to add some Disney Plus?
Not immediately.
Eventually, they're going to get the credit card numbers?
Yeah, probably when the junior's running around.
Kev's not got nothing but time. I ain't leaving the house.
But it's crazy because like the superhero movies dominate the year. Like they're overwhelmingly successful.
Yep.
Like if you look at like the top 20 to 25 movies, the majority of them are superhero movies and specifically Marvel movies. So
They only got Marvel, right? Did they get Capcom or did it? Are we talking specifically Marvel?
No, Marvel acquired all the 21st Century assets. So that's like X-Men. Spider-Man they already had with a partnership. Pretty much they have no limits now. Anything you read in the comics, these mashups, they can just bring to a big screen. And when you have your movies between like two movies, Infinity War last year and Black Panther.
I mean, they're going to be dropping a bunch.
They made between 5 and 10 billion off just two movies worldwide last year. So when you add up the cumulative gross of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, they call it.
You think they're going to be good though?
Yeah.
Under a changed direction?
No. I think they'll be good because Marvel's
meaning
the ones
movies,
acquiring.
Meaning
yeah,
the
because Marvel's
of the
ones acquiring them. Like even Spider-Man, they just acquired from Sony.
Mm-hmm.
They started working with them. These movies have like drastically increased in quality
because
they're not relinquishing creative control. They are now creative control, and now they're like blending it into their mold. And through 20 plus Marvel cinematic movies, the majority of them has been pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Captain Marvel was a little so-so, but
I haven't seen that.
Yeah, you know,
didn't even know that came out.
Yeah, you're not missing nothing.
But, I still haven't seen Infinity War. I'm one of those.
It's on Netflix.
I know, cuz.
You crazy.
It's on my list, though.
You're not a Marvel head.
Nah, it's on my list, though. Like, I actually added it to my list. I just found out you could do that. I'm an old head.
Go ahead.
No, but that's what I really was. You said this in the beginning, but I was really concerned about that. If they were going to acquire FS1, because I was like, "Yo, this ain't even going to be fair." Then.
No.
Yeah, as long as they're not acquiring Fox's sports networks, because that wouldn't even be fun.
No,
we all one big happy family now.
Again, because most of the people at FS1
are came ESPN exactly, but ain't the point. But they take their little jabs every now and then at ESPN.
Yeah, and competition is good. Alternative is good. 4,000 people gonna get laid off though.
I'm not a fan of all these mergers, man.
I'm a fan of this one because I'm selfish with the superheroes.
It's just like,
I agree.
That just like competition is healthy. That's what I love about, like, for example, like in Brooklyn, right? All these new buildings that's building up.
Mm-hmm.
When we signed our lease, I signed a 2-year lease because I was like, yo, damn, I got a good deal. You know, this rent gonna go up. I'm looking at all these new apartments going up. Mm-hmm. Rents is falling because there's not enough people to fill all these apartments. So they got to compete with each other.
Thank God.
It's the same concept with like movies or business or anything like that. Competition is good. If all these large companies come up and just swallow everything up, essentially you have all these monopolies, whether they say we're selling these entities or not, you have monopolies.
Mm-hmm.
Like Tom Warner just acquired, not Tom Warner, who just acquired all the Warner Media? AT&T.
AT&T, yeah, HBO.
Yeah, and they were like, oh, we're doing it so that, you know, we can, you know, keep prices down and create more content and make it more readily available. A month later, I have DirecTV Now going up $10 a month.
Yeah, that one concerns me. Primarily like HBO, because they had a method in which they do things, and I don't want that to be tweaked. They have like a certain standard of quality associated with their brand that I hope is not compromised, because even the CEO that was there for almost 30 years.
Gone
immediately stepped down.
Gone.
So, you know, that's a wait and see for me. In terms of Marvel, they were only really competing with DC Comics.
That wasn't a real competition.
Yeah.
And I'm not even a Marvel head, but I knew that wasn't a real competition.
And it's just a trusted brand for me, unless they like rest on their laurels now. I mean, they did pay $71 billion, so I mean, I would be trying my best. They're going to recoup the money like eventually, but I hope they don't put a drop in quality forward.
Nah, I don't think so. You put that kind of money out. I don't care how rich you are or how profitable your company is.
Not only that, but also their track record in just these different areas. It's pretty.
That's true, because you also don't want people who are like, yo, this was one of the worst deals ever. If like all the,
As they made the merger, everything.
Yeah, and the next, the quality of the upcoming Marvel movies is just trash.
Yeah.
And I don't want to see you like that, Kev, because I know you.
Yeah, I don't want to cry.
You be hurt.
But your ultimate point, I do agree with. Competition just breeds just the better stuff.
Yeah.
Even like, you don't watch Wrestling Lab often, but even then, there's like an alternative that just launched.
Who?
Funded by, it's called AEW, All Elite Wrestling.
Can't, you watched it?
They haven't launched, and I probably.
All Ladies Wrestling?
All Elite.
Oh, I was like, damn, Cam.
No.
Pervert ass. Yeah.
But they're backed by the Jaguars' dad. The Jaguars' owner. And he has even more money. He has, like, I think he's worth $6
billion. Yeah, he's worth more than Vince.
Yeah. So he's, like, real money behind it. And their easy reaction is they're trying to lock up people to, like, real deals. They're offering people on the company extensions in their pre-existing deals, even more lucrative deals long-term. So it's just, like, to your point, they wouldn't be doing this if there wasn't like a legitimate alternative.
Yeah. You think they're going to be successful though?
Not to WWE scale. They've just been, but they could be successful for their own.
Yeah.
Because they have decent names.
Yeah. Who they get?
That you would know, like Chris Jericho they got.
They got Chris Jericho?
Yeah. He's one of their major ones. But they have like a lot of like indie wrestling people that are like popular in that world. And they have the real backing behind it.
Mm.
So it's just all about from there.
That's what I was gonna say, because wrestling is like you gotta buy into the characters.
Yeah.
So if you don't, I'm not gonna watch wrestling where I don't know who the hell's wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Like you gotta buy into the characters. Similar to like what's that damn that alternative football league, the American Alliance of Football.
I ain't never touching that.
I watched it once, right? And well, I watched like a quarter of it. Let me not lie to myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then I looked up and I just had it playing in the background because mm-hmm. I was not intrigued. And like they were scoring a lot, but it was just like, I don't know who that is.
That's the, yeah.
I was like, who is that?
I need name recognition.
Exactly. Yeah. So if there's no name recognition
and quality, but I need right.
Yeah. Then it kind of like falls off. So it's like, I think eventually you'll start seeing some names go there. But at the end of the day, the top of the top quality is going to be in the NFL, especially since the AAF can't compete with them compensation wise. But
the
if this all elite,
mm-hmm.
all elite wrestling is saying that they're basically giving wrestlers, you know, guaranteed contracts and extensions, and they can compete with them monetary wise.
Yeah, they're giving them lucrative contracts.
That can be a lucrative draw to people.
And it's a good start, yeah.
Yeah, and start pulling people away.
Mm-hmm.
So name one WWE superstar that if they pulled right now. A full-time active, not like a Brock Lesnar, like a full-time active WWE superstar that if the All Elite Wrestling pulled from WWE, that would be like a, oh, shit. Would it make you be like, I'm watching AEE, whatever the hell it's called.
In terms of just name recognition and everything? Or just shock? Or all that?
Yeah, the full package.
I would say that Roman Reigns, Styles.
Randy. They pull Roman Reigns, that would be crazy.
Just because... the quality, the name, name stature, and like Orton's case, how long he been there, if he really left. Like, so yeah.
Is John Cena still wrestling?
He'll like pop in every now and then.
Oh, he
like,
on
he'll
that?
Like pop in for like 3 weeks. And
are you on that part-time deal
yeah,
now?
Yeah.
Vince be blessing them niggas. Yeah. The vets.
Yeah, I saw some numbers floating. If they true, they doing good.
Yo.
They doing good.
I forgot where I read
Brock,
that at.
He doing good if I read it.
Brock, how much you see for Brock?
I saw $12
million in
the base.
Okay, I saw 13, but I was thinking 13. But yeah, and the boy wrestled four times a year.
That's why I always salute, man.
This nigga come out four times a year.
Has a manager do all the talking for him.
He still with Paul Heyman?
That is one of the best gigs on planet Earth. On planet Earth.
You get fake choke slam once a year.
Oh, my goodness. Put me through that announce table. Hit me in the chair in the head. I get a concussion. For $12 million just for your...
I go to the doctor twice a year for that one.
Yeah.
I go one more time.
I make it work.
He said, put me through the table. That's a fact. Them niggas can throw me off the top of the Hell in a Cell for that shit. Throw me off the top, nigga. I'll fall right through that announce table just like Mankind. Fuck it. I'm good.
Yeah, I get stretched to the back.
They got a tooth in his nose and everything. I'll be good to go. 12 mil?
That is a sweet deal.
That is a sweet deal. But yeah, Vince has been known to take care of vets because I remember this was years ago. This was like, as soon as The Rock became like Hollywood, mm-hmm. he was still getting paid. Like I think I read $8 million to make like that one or two appearances a year that he was making. Remember, he just disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
That shit hurt my heart when it first happened.
Yeah, I think once you get to a certain level, well, Brock's different because he did his time, but that was like last decade. But
yeah.
he just rose to like a brand and name recognition.
Mm-hmm.
That's a once in a, and I salute him. But yeah. Once you're a vet, like a legend, and you get there, you get, you know, the reduced schedule. Because that's what a lot of the gripes are, especially when you're starting off.
You're on the road 300 days out of the year.
Yeah. That's another thing AEW is, like, promising. Fewer, a lighter schedule.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, you see them on TV every week, but then, like, they're making these house shows multiple times in the
week.
And then they have to do their own travel. Like, not everybody has the bus where they could lay out and, you know, you got to drive yourself after a long, you know?
Wait, what?
You got to do your own travel, yeah.
The people on the lower totems, the scale?
Yeah.
They driving themselves?
Yeah, you got to make it yourself. Yeah, you're an independent contractor.
Chill.
Yeah. So I know somebody like Orton or Cena, they have their own bus. So
Vince, you doing them like that?
They get merch sales.
Who the hell buying their merch if they got to drive themselves?
Hey, bro. That's how it be.
Damn, you gotta come up with a good character.
Yeah, man.
ASAP.
You gotta earn it.
Damn.
You gotta earn it, yeah. Mm,
can't do it. What else do we have on there?
More life.
We just spoke about... Oh, no, we talked about that and we went on to something else. More Life Turn 2. You got that, Kev. That's on you.
When's the last time you listened to More Life?
Oh, it's been a minute. Nah, I'm lying. In L.A. Nah, it's been a minute.
And I ran it back this morning on the way to work.
LA. I think I played it. More Life is the playlist, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I played Sacrifices when we were in L.A. that one time.
What do you think of Sacrifices?
That's my shit. But some songs on this, my shit, I just haven't revisited it in a minute.
Yeah, I have some songs that I just play on my daily.
Yeah.
But not the whole 22 tracks, obviously.
It's like, a playlist, man.
You know, Do Not Disturb, Passion Fruit, Can't Have Everything, Lose You. But I revisited the whole thing this morning because it turned 2. So I was just like, all right, let me get a full feel. Because the way I, like, consume music is really just in playlist form.
Mm-hmm.
For, like, many, many years now. So
too much music out there.
Yeah, played it top to bottom. Couple observations. Fire opener. Free Smoke is very fire.
Mm.
Never want to hear that Gigs track again. The first one. Good R&B. A good blend. And like the last, I'm not going to lie, not because it's Drake. The last like 10 or so tracks, I just like play. I was just like, whoa. There's like, I would take probably maybe 4 tracks off of that. But good track. Strong rapping. The outro. Can't Have Everything, Lose You, Meek jabs. I was like, oh yeah, that was still a thing at the time. Meek subs, Kanye's on it, which I had forgotten a bit. So they were still cool, but it came and went. When I reflect, it came and went. Even the way I consumed it was pretty cool because he premiered it on the radio, his OVO radio.
Mm-hmm.
So I listened live and there was no track list. So he's just playing a song. You experience it in real time. Felt like the 90s. But I would say pretty good project. Like, really good. Mm. Really good in his discography. But, I don't know.
I might say something that might be slightly blasphemous.
No, go ahead.
Not even about More Life. Just what I'm seeing in Drake's progression.
Mm-hmm.
He's been missing a little, like, strong misses. Whereas before, he'd be like, I'll skip that. But I was listening to... Girl was watching some IG video last night, and Ratchet Happy Birthday was playing in the back of it.
Oh, you hate that song.
And I was like, no, it's your brrr. And I was just like, no, but it crossed my mind. I was like, yo, son, why did Drake put that out? I remember laying in the bed like, why?
I like it.
You like that song?
I like it. I'm sorry.
Kev,
I like that song.
Flame, bro.
I like it.
It's like a flame, bro. It's your brrr.
I don't listen on the regular, but I don't turn it
like
off
about
and it
that
comes
song?
Out. I don't turn it off when it comes on.
Jeez, that song. But then it made me think. It was like, yo, he also dropped I'm Upset. And I was like,
I hate that song still.
I was like, we starting to see some holes in this game. He out here looking like Braun, maybe aging. We'll see, though.
I got to see him on the next run.
He got another project coming out this summer, hopefully. He said OVO Fest coming back.
It better.
Make that trip to Toronto.
Yeah, I'm making it even without an album, so.
He'll go ahead and run through his own shit. That shit'll still be fire.
He'd be on that stage for hours. Get my money's worth.
Like, yo, get back up there.
Cooling out, live from the 6. Reporting in.
Yo.
Yeah, I hope it happens. Makes an announcement soon.
Yeah, man. Jay-Z, Blueprint, got it. And what did it do? Something about the Library of Congress?
Yeah, it's like the 9th hip-hop album that got inducted to the Library of Congress to preserve its greatness for generations. I don't know what that... I was like, no, that's a good honor.
Who you got to talk to get that done?
I don't know. It's just the 9th one, too, hip-hop, so...
That's what's up. That Do we is. Know the 8 before him? Or any
Miseducation
one of the 8?
Of Lauryn Hill, and I don't know the other 7.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. I understand that.
I forgot the other.
I wonder who you got to talk to get to make that happen, though.
Yeah, I wonder who makes that decision for real.
Like, who's they? I wonder if they had like they probably got a whole committee just sitting in the back somewhere, listening to music all day. I want that job.
He was the first hip hop artist in the Songwriters Hall of Fame, so that's pretty cool too.
Jay,
when's the last time you listened to the Blueprint?
I ain't even gonna lie to you, bro. It's been a minute.
I see.
It might be a couple of years. I ain't even gonna lie.
Damn.
Yeah.
That album is phenomenal.
I just got the vinyl. I live in the present, Kev.
I got the vinyl.
You bought the vinyl. You got a record player?
Yeah, what I look like?
Where you get one from?
Hey, man.
I said Kev got
Grow up.
Kev got money.
Grow up.
Kev got money. Let me hold some.
I'm an adult.
This nigga got money. Why you need a record player? You got a phone.
Wasn't my call.
This nigga does the same thing your phone does.
Nah, man.
I'm be cheap forever. Why I need that for? I got a phone. Nah, record players are cool though, but
it is cool.
I live in Brooklyn. I ain't got space for it.
I feel you.
I'm good.
Yeah, I don't really have much.
Let's wrap it up. We gave y'all all we had tonight.
Yeah.
It's been a dry week. You know, next week maybe something crazy will happen. Somebody will not say that. God bless everyone. I'm about to say something reckless as hell. But nah, man. As always, thank you for checking out Cooling Out. Make sure you rate, share, subscribe. We got the full length episodes on IGTV, YouTube, cut up clips, Twitter, all that stuff, man. Send us your questions, comments, suggestions. CoolingOutPod@gmail.com. Till next time, it's Cooling Out.
Stay cool.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.